Well, good morning to everyone. How many of you have ever been to Disney World in Florida? Now, when you're in Disney World, riding the rides, eating, watching the shows, seeing the sights, the main goal is to have fun and to forget about the world outside the park for a while. Some people would like to spend their entire life living in some place like Disneyland. But friends, the fact is, this life is no Disneyland. Brethren, we live in a fallen world. This world is no longer the paradise it was intended to be. And for many, life isn't fair. Bad things do happen to good people. Good people get sick. Good people have problems. Good people experience pain. There are many people who would declare in a loud tone, "This is not the way my life is supposed to be." And you know what? They're right. It wasn't supposed to be this way. But as long as we live in a world where God is not honored, we will have to learn to deal with the challenges of life. Friends, let me tell you one thing about Jesus. He didn't sugarcoat things in his ministry. He plainly stated to his disciples that his followers would all have challenges in this life. Listen to his words in John 16:33, quote, "I have told you these things so that in me you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Now, some of the troubles, some of the challenges we face are painful. They can be perplexing, maybe even heart-wrenching. But with a faith in Jesus Christ, by putting our trust in Him, and yes, including obeying His words, we can look at adversities as adventures. We can look at challenges as opportunities. Brethren, no doubt, the proper response to challenges are paramount to positive change. But keep this in mind, brethren. We are limited. We can only do so much in this life. Ultimately, it is only when Jesus Christ returns to this earth that there will be lasting peace, lasting unity, lasting harmony in the world, in our families, and for that matter, in our churches. But rest assured, we do have a glorious future that awaits us. In Revelation 21, it speaks of this wonderful world tomorrow when it declares, quote, "There will be no more death, no more mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." But brethren, until that glorious time comes, let us face the challenges of this life with Christian love, dignity, courage, and faith. Amen.